Well, I hope you're sitting down, because the answer is we're probably not going to resolve it. Americans and others, look, I understand why people like resolution and solution, but this is going to be something which at best we'll manage. There's going to be very uneven responses, as you say, within countries, for all I know, within states, and obviously across industries, obviously across the world. Now, it's an irony here, and it's probably an irony wrapped in tragedy, that here you have a quintessential global problem, and the global response is woefully inadequate. It in some ways underscores that we didn't have in place adequate machinery. And just take the other day when the Europeans convened a meeting to pool resources, intellectual and financial, to come up with a vaccine. And the United States said, never mind, we're not gonna participate in that effort. What that does to me is not only says something about the United States, but it suggests that if, hopefully, when something like a vaccine emerges, that's not going to solve the problem. There's going to be real questions of who pays for it. What is the sequence of availability? Who decides? So it's going to be extraordinarily complicated, but it's frustrating to me. Because I keep saying there's two lessons that everybody ought to take away from this experience. One is that because the world matters and is going to come at you, isolationism is not a serious posture. You can't sustain it. My favorite image is of the ostrich putting his head in the sand on the beach and then the tide coming to wash it away. It just doesn't make sense. And the other is unilateralism doesn't make sense, that there's virtually nothing to deal with this or any other global crisis that we can do better by ourselves. So if nothing else, and it will be awfully expensive lessons, I'm hoping that people come away from this experience more open to the idea of being involved in the world and finding partners at the same time.